Blog Talk Radio. The Egg.
Alafia, greetings and Hotep. Don't you just love Carol Marshall singing his number one song, Window Posting? We're going to be playing Cal's song throughout the month of May, and we also follow up with our exiting song, Disappearing Act. Cal helps me to do my disappearing act. Thank you so much, Cal. And we hope you're going out, ladies and gentlemen, and purchasing his two CDs. Once again, welcome. And it is Friday. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omi Inca 7 live here, coming to you straight from my living room. But before I get started, I'm going to have to take a little trip out of here because the band has to take a break, and you know we have to call that train in so we can take our break. So just bear with us and we will be right back in the audience. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to call in King JB to bring his train on now. Come on down, train. All right, right here. I got my fan. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. we're back. And once again, thanks for joining the Care to Read Room. We want you to lock in the dial at 646-478-0270. Lock it in, little G. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Ladies and gentlemen, call in to the Care to Read Show. We are going to be talking about Knowledge is Power. From the Chronicles of Garth, we're going to talk about understanding some of the information that's in the Nolan books. And our featured book today is Every Dog's Legal Guide. That book is on my blog. So you might want to go out, take a look at it, brief it. You can also read it online free. All the books I feature for Nolan have been featured free online for you to examine and read. We're going to take that topic apart and talk about what do they mean about every dog has a legal guide. Now, we have to understand as pro se candidates, we have to have a legal guide. You don't just scratch your head when something happens and say, I need an attorney. Let me say this. Omi's been wrapped around attorneys for a long time. There are not a lot of attorneys that I've done work for. I've oftentimes told them I may need your help. So when I call on you, will you be there? Some of them have answered the call. Family members can be in trouble. Loved ones can be in trouble. Also, you have to guard your heart, ladies and gentlemen. There are predators out there that will frame your family members. They will frame them and dare them to go to court to have a trial. And they want to offer them a way of escape and taking a deal. Even when they know they're innocent, they want them to take the deal and the rap that will damage and hurt their character. And they're thinking they'll never go to court. They don't have the proper representation. They don't have the time to take off work. And they don't have that filthy lucre. But praise be to God. God and Tahuti is our judge and jury. Being an ancestral worshiper and a priestess, don't think I'm not going to look into the future about the outcome of the affairs that affect Omi and hers. You ought to get in the position to be a reader, to clairvoyantly look into your children's lives and your situation to see what the end is going to be. I want you to ride on with this show to see what the end is going to be. Most people know me as a priestess. They have not seen me in full action. I can pray somebody under the table, but I can call the spirits, and they can get the job done. We're going to call the spirits in this room today, and we're going to get some jobs done. And when I say done, I mean settled and done. I'm speaking to someone out there today. Yes, I want you to hear me. I'm speaking to someone out there, because when you put your hands on me and mine, I'm going on my knees on you. I'm calling every foe, every predecessor, every spirit that I can call down on you. So if you dig holes, guess what? You're getting ready to fall into them. Because I know the power of prayer. And a person that knows scriptures has power. Knowledge is power. We're taking some of that power back. You can bring an insult to Omi that I can't go on my knees for. You can't mess with none of my family members and think I won't go on my knees on you. I don't care if you're the baker. I don't care if you're the candle maker. I don't care if you're the policeman. I don't care if you're the counsel, the judge, the jury. God is my judge and jury. He said that I will judge you. Let no other man judge you. And when your heart is right, God will prevent the world from disciplining you. I know what I'm talking about, family. So you ought to understand you need a guide. Why am I talking about a legal guide? God, Tahuti, is your legal guide. Lean on him. Take him in the courtroom with you and take them before your jury, take them before your lawyer, and let them know this one's in the bag. I've already consulted Tahuti and Oromala. They were at the right hand of God. They know what the end is going to be. Pardon me. Stay tuned for Nettie's teacher.
Cadman presents the African American audio experience, including Black Boy by Richard Wright, A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry, selections from the Nikki Giovanni Poetry Collection, selections from the Tall Tales chapter of Every Tongue Got to Confess by Zora Neale Hurston, three poems by Gwendolyn Brooks, and selections from Langston Hughes Reads.
Welcome back, family. And you've got Omiika, your impra, as well as your advocate and advisor. As I indicated earlier, our topic for today in the entitled book of Nolan is Every Dog's Legal Guide. Now, just like Zora Nielsen said, every tongue has to confess. I do know one thing. God has equipped us to be a legal guide and have legal direction and be rightly guided. We're going to talk about the legal dog that you have within inside of you that you need to tap into. And we're going to refer you to Nolan's books to make it applicable so that us African Americans aren't dumbfounded about this thing called the legal system, the judicial system, the court system, the jury system. We're not going to be paralyzed down to the point of having seizures and strokes and heart attacks when someone speaks of our loved ones being incarcerated. We are going to consult the Spirit and let the Spirit tell us what truths are. It is our legal dog. It helps you to understand how to stay in balance with yourself and consult the higher spirits. So today we're going to do a special filling in the gap where we go in, slip into the gap, and we talk about the spirits and knowing your legal dog. We're going to do a special segment when we go right into the talking cue. But before that, we're going to welcome our guests. Our guests are going to fit into what we're talking about, get in where they fit in. This is a spiritual room, and you know on Friday, we do the doggone thing. And this is a lengthier program, so we have the time. We're going to go in and speak to our guests. I've invited a guest to talk to us about her 501 organization, her non-for-profit organization, and she works with Geminis, and Geminis is a corporation that does a non-for-profit service of tutoring. Mrs. Cotton will be able to give you more details about what their objectives are, their mission statement, and their goals. Mrs. Cotton is a local in the neighborhood here in Indiana who has been doing outstanding work for our children in an after-school program. I read her material and was quite impressed with the fact that she's doing this on her own, and the commitment that she's made is a great one. We're going to help her by marketing her materials, talking about her product, and what it is she does in the community that is so unique. Now, Mrs. Cotton, our topic is talking about legal. How do we help the families become more equipped to do pro se, to fill out their own papers, to represent themselves in a court of emotion or litigation. How do you advise these families? What do you do when they come to you and they have a litigation? How do you find consultation for them? Or do you refer them out to the internet to find legal representation? Help us out here. Mrs. Cotton, I'd like to introduce you to her. I'm going to go over and say hello to her and welcome her to the airways. Hello, Mrs. Cotton.
Hello, how are you?
I'm just fine, Mrs. Cotton. Thank you for asking. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mrs. Cotton from Gymnast Tutoring Service. She will be giving you some intricate parts of the job that she does on a day-to-day basis, the types of children she works with, and her most treated or desired dream for her business. And our whole goal is to help companies become millionaire companies, advance themselves, get some exposure, and talk about what they do. So we're bringing you into the airways, Mrs. Cotton. Please give us your website number as well as your address and a little more in detail information.
Okay. Our address is 2841 Clark Road in Gary, Indiana. We're located in Clark Road Baptist Church, and we offer tutoring as one of our programs. We actually have several other programs that we have as well, but I am not actually with the Gymnast Tutoring Services program. We do tobacco prevention through Gymnast Prevention Services.
Now, Ms. Cotton, can you tell me the types of children and the ages of the children, and when is your classroom services offered?
Okay, we just finished our tutoring for our after-school program for this school year. Our program is from 3 to 6. And our student age category is from age 7 to 12th grade. And we offer tutoring, one-on-one assistance, as well as group. And during the tutoring time, the after-school time, we also have other activities where the kids get to kind of unwind some from their day of school.
Mrs. Cotton, are you engaged with any type of family activity where there is an overall effort to do parenting? Because what we've been finding as teachers, if it doesn't flow over into the home, what you do in the content of your workshops and inside house has to kind of mimic what's at home. How do you bridge the gap with getting parents involved in tutorials and webinars and training?
Well, we just had recently a segment on parenting and the different stages of parenting, because there are different stages as children grow. And, of course, you wouldn't discipline a child at 2 the same as you would one that's 12. So one of our experts, Moselle Anderson, taught that class, and it was designed for parents as well as therapists who work in the field with families.
Now, I'd like to know more about the therapist aspect. So a therapist can get professional continuing education from taking a class?
One could get it, could get continuing education through that class, because Moselle Anderson is qualified to give CEUs.
Okay. That's very good. I am so happy to see that you work with the parent entity. That's what our organization is, Consumer and Family Science, where we focus in on the family and not just the student. We've had a complete literacy coach program for the training of the trainer, so that adults and teachers could take that. And there is a component to get the parent trained to help them get more literacy-enriched material in their home. What are you doing in the area of literacy and closing a gap of illiteracy in the homes?
Well, we offer reading for the student, and the parent can come into the class as well. We offer a computerized reading program that we purchased last year from a grant that we received. And with that program, it tells where the student is. You can see their struggles as well as how many, their frustration. And there's a pre-test and a post-test, so you know if they've learned something from it. And in our tutoring program, we also read as well as play games and self-esteem games and writing and do some fun things so that children, you know, they don't all learn on the same level. So those are designed to help the child feel better about themselves.
Very good. Now, I'm going to say hello to our other listening audience. I'll be right back at you in the air, Ms. Cotton. Hold tight. Hello, caller number two. You're in the atmosphere. How are you? If you're there, you can just say hello. You don't have to speak or anything. Just acknowledge that you're on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Who am I speaking to?
Susan.
Okay. Hello, Susan. Do you have a comment or a statement?
I attended one of the classes, the parenting class. I have a four-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I attended the parenting class, and I really did enjoy it a lot and learned some things that I didn't know that I thought I did know.
Great, great. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you want to speak, just raise your hand, okay? Hello, caller number three. Hello, you're in the Care to Read room.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
My name is Carmelia.
Hi, Carmelia. Do you have a comment or a statement?
No, I just wanted to observe this evening's conversation just to learn about some of the programs that are being offered and some of the educational information that is available with different programs in the community.
Okay. Whenever you want to speak, just raise your hand and we'll cue you in. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Care to Read Room. You have Yomika 7 in the house live coming to you straight from my living room. This is a family and consumer science show. We are here to close the gap of disparity of illiteracy. And Project 2019 underwrites this program. We are another 501(c). You can find us on the website under Project 2019, Northern Indiana. Our main purpose under Project 2019 is we work with the STEMS program, science, technology, engineering, and math. And we work with the girls trying to get them into a shadowing program to learn biomedicine, technology, and engineering. However, we've been working so fiercely on illiteracy that we've kind of put that on the back burner, and we're working with training of the trainer, preferably teachers and parents. That's how our show started. And we bring in the parents and allow them to go to a certificated program. I am an adjunct, so I can get CEUs. However, when we did the program initially, it was for teachers. And now we're trying to get it approved for that six-week program, which we'll be offering at a local daycare center. So we will be contacting you, Ms. Cotton, to invite your group in, and you can bring parents in. And we're trying to come up with a bulk fee so that we can have one of the local daycares furnish the scholarship, and we can bring in parents to go through a six-week literacy coach so they can become a trained literacy coach instructor, and they can implement this in their daycare centers or where have them in their home. So that's what we're about, but our program works with mind, body, soul, and spirit. We're a parent information center. We disseminate information, resources, workshops. We cover everything from the spiritual aspect to the educational to the nutritional. We are a tribe here. There are four of us that work in this broadcasting. Excuse me. However, but today is just one person. We have an elderly who basically will be doing an elder care law program. We also have a nutritionist and a naturopathic doctor. And then we also have two teens, one doing the internship and one who is a new graduate. So we are Omeika and the tribe. And our tribe presents together. If you go to our website, you will be able to see us on the website. And all of us are working in a capacity to help as many people become credentialed with degrees and higher level academics. We are all degreed except for the elderly. Every one of us are degreed, or my youngest son working on a degree. So this is a family-oriented program. I invited Mrs. Cotton on to talk about objectives for the community, objectives and goal. Now, our topic here today is on every dog's legal guide, meaning no matter how cool you are and how well you got your business plan together, you need to have a legal guide. And families need to be orientated into a legal guide. How to do estate planning. We did avoiding the eight possible probates yesterday. How to set up a for-profit business. How to even be able to litigate and act as a pro se person, not a lawyer, but a pro se advocate, and represent yourself. Now, as I told you earlier, we were going to talk about what does it mean to be your own pro se representator. What happens now? The family comes to you. They have a situation, a financial situation. Brother's gotten in trouble. Mother needs cash to bond somebody out. Brother didn't do it. Brother wants to go to court. He wants to have a trial. But they're telling him, no, don't have a trial. Plead the fifth and take the offer. So many families are being hit with this. Is it a conspiracy? Have they planned this knowing that you don't have money stacked away to go to court? Every family should have an attorney. I'm going to make it possible. You know why? As a paralegal, I am obligated to give so many hours back to society. So we've gathered a list of attorneys. I gave them to you before. We're going to give them to you again later on in the next program. Access these attorneys. I am going to get them to take on your case as a pro bono, possibly slash pro se. Nolan works with pro se lawyers so that you could go to them, do the legwork, and they can coach you through it. Now, this is where every dog's going to have his legal guide. He's going to have his legal guide. You're going to know the 911, the 411 on what you ought to do. You don't take a plea bargain. You don't get a public attorney. You get a real lawyer. And when you get a real lawyer, you are forced to be reckoned with. They deal with you differently. When you walk in there and say, I don't have a lawyer, I don't know what I'm going to do, they give you one of theirs. What a conflict of interest. Now, here you are being represented by the state who is against you. How can you fight against someone that's against you? Every dog has to have his legal guide. I'm telling you what I know. You're not a member of the trial law. You're not an attorney, but you have every right to represent yourself in a pro se. Now, I know it's a lot of you out there that are legal and saying, what is Omi doing? Try to trip me up if you want to. Try to do anything to my family if you want to. The spirits are very heavy with me. Everyone in this room knows that. And I'm a baby girl. The spirits don't like nobody messing with Maddie Harvey's baby sister. I'm telling people what they need to know. I'm not going to wait for you to try to trip me up or do anything to me because I know I'm rightly guided. Every dog has to have a legal guide. And if you don't have one for your family, get ready. Stay tuned. Omi going to show you how to get one because families need to know what to do when the court system come down on you. Stay tuned for High Road Proud. Welcome back, family, and you have the Care to Read Room. I'm Omi Inka 7, but you can call me Omi, and some call me Lady Jaguar Throne. Some of you, family, may not know this, but as a candidate for the National Executive position in Project 2019, that means as a president over the Northern Indiana chapter, I will be leaving that spot. I've been promoted to the National Executive, meaning I will be over all 50 states and handling their affairs on Project 2019. I'd like to share a little bit with you what our new mission will be for our curriculum. We want all of the chapters to mimic each other in the respect that we are a family life and resource center. We will be educating parent educators. Most of you know me as an advisor in the area of child development. However, we are going to see to it that each chapter person is credentialed to become a family life educator with the ability to go and take the one-year program and become a CDA candidate, which is a child development associate, two-year degree equivalent, where you go through a one-year non-traditional program. So all of our presidents will be trained parent information centers, and they will be parent educators. Now, last year we trained parents in the area of co-parenting, and those constituents went on to get licensed to work with the court. Now that it's mandated in at least 44 of the states that they must take a six-hour parenting class in order to go through with a non-contested divorce, or even if they are trying to ascertain their children back. So we are going to be talking more about the objective and what my new role is as National Executive. And hopefully in this audience, I will be able to share with you all the chapters that are out in each state. And we are looking for new chapter members for Project 2019. It's an awesome position to hold, and it's a great one. I've been involved for over 3 years holding the national chapter here in Indiana, and we are looking for someone to take Omi's place to carry on Project 2019 here in Indiana. I'll be transitioning to another state as an executive. I'll be doing a completely different job. So, but that doesn't mean that the Care to Read Room is going away. We just increased our hours. We've now gone from 30 minutes to 120 minutes, and we're blessed, so much so that we want to stop and thank our higher self, who is God. We want to thank our mothers and our fathers, our family members who have transitioned on. As you know, in this room, we do not believe in death. We believe they transition, and we pay homage to them every day. As a priestess, I am compelled to thank my higher self and my ancestors, because it's because through their strength and their shoulders that I'm able to rise. Rise with me, ladies and gentlemen, as we pay homage to our transitional loved ones, especially our mothers and fathers. During this, Mrs. Cotton, we pay homage to our mothers and fathers. We're African-centered consciousness, and we know that they're the sum total of why we came. We cannot do anything except we stand on their shoulders, and we must pay homage to them and invite them back to the family. So join me as I invite my mother's spirit back and my father's spirit back, and I pour libation to the four cardinal directions. Transition with me in meditating, taking deep breaths, synchronizing your vital signs. As I synchronize my vital sign, taking deep breaths and allow your higher self to permeate your medulla oblongata, remembering who your ancestors were, where you came from, how great of a person you was. You're melanin enriched. You've been called to do a mighty work, knowing that your mothers and fathers are still with you. They're still opening every door for you, making the way possible. Join me as I thank them. I light a candle to my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe, Ashe. I light a candle to my father's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I pour a libation in a glass to my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I pour a libation in a glass to my father's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I pour a libation to the east, Ashe. I pour a libation to the west, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. Before I can go on and have permission to speak, I ask my elder if I have permission to go on and speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes. Yes, by all means, you have permission to speak.
Thank you, Elder. Ladies and gentlemen, pardon me as we begin the prayer for the family. Some of you have forgotten your way. Some of you have forgotten that your ancestors are the sum total of why you came. Thank you, Elder. Some of you have forgotten that it is not through your strength, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Whatever African Americans do, the only question of the day is to be or not to be African. I choose to be an African spiritualist. I choose to be an African spiritualist because out of my culture, my religion is formed. You cannot form a religion outside of your culture. So as we begin to permeate and touch the lives of the other African Americans, this show was created for you, to keep you connected to rituals, to keep you connected to your higher self. We know our African priest, Jesus, some call it, his name was Oromola. We know who he is. We can find him in history. We know who the African god was, Oromola. We can find him in history as well. I impede you to study your great history, to understand your black self, and to understand your youth, and understand that they are yet struggling because you have not passed the baton on to them. Tell them of their great history. Read books to them. Show them of the great works that they did during the pyramid building. Understand that it was not Socrates and Plato that gave us reasoning, but our ancestorship of various different people in the lineage of the Egyptians. Understand that it is no reason for you to not to have knowledge, because knowledge is power. when you look upon your ancestors and what great work they've done, you then know what you're capable of doing. I want to thank everyone who's represented here as a family, and I'd like to offer prayer. Father, as we come before you, every household that's represented here today, we ask that you will ordain them, because we know, Father, whatever you ordain, you will sustain. Sustain every household, Father, every child or male child that's born today. Put a special hedge around him, Father, a special hedge. Encamp the ancestors with them in their to and fro. Father God, tear prisons down. We're calling for the moaning woman to break the foundation of the prison. You will create the judges and a sovereign nation to judge their own people. Don't let our families and members be warehoused in these prisons. Don't let them rot in these prisons. Call forth the moaning women, I said, Lord, and call forth them to pray now. Now is the time to pray. Calling their loved ones out of these prisons, rehabilitating them in a natural way. Tahuti is our judge. We have not to get to be old people to allow children to judge us. What's wrong with you African people? You are the mothers and fathers. Wake up and allow these children to sit down while you take control. Father, you said we be the head and not the tail. We be the foundation, the cornerstone of the foundation. Now let our people come into rulership. Let them wake up from this stiff-necked behavior. Let them stand up and decree a thing. Let us decree our laws. Let us be able to name for ourselves, decide for ourselves who our heroes will be. Let us be able to govern ourselves. Have we forgotten our ways? We were the ones who governed others. We were the elders. Why are we allowing children to lead us in the darkness, wondering? Every prison maxed out. Building more prisons, putting children in prison, falsifying records. We ask you, Father, to stop this from happening. We ask you to mount up on wings, part the sky, and intervene on the family's behalf today. And we decree it. Excuse me. We decree it. We call it so and call it into pass this day in the name of the mighty Oromola to the Jesus that you know. Amen. Welcome back, family, and thank you for going on that journey with me on the talking cure. Mrs. Cotton, we know that the times are very sensitive. On every end, we have an economic